The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, Sundays with Abuelita. Lovely moments with the Abuelita comfort Teresa while her mom is gone. In this heartwarming picture memoir, Teresa and her younger sister stay in Mexico with her Abuelita, making memories out of wonderful moments.
On the cover, rounded cactus branches with red blooming flowers on the tips. An orange butterfly flutters above the S in the title, Sundays with Abuelita.
Domingo, Sunday, is my favorite day. On domingos, my younger sister Alma and I gather with our cousins and friends on the dirt roads by our adobe home.
On a sunny day, two girls and a boy walk along a dirt road. In the distance are tall mountains, blue against a pale purple sky. A cactus with red blooms grows out of the cracks in a stone wall. A butterfly inspects purple flowers on the roadside. A girl in pigtails greets the three children and their white cat.
Being with them keeps my mind busy, so I don't think about mama.
In a thought bubble above the children's heads, their mother and sisters wave as they depart with some boxes.
Abuelita, Grandma Maria, has lived with us even before Mama left with my sisters Sonia and Lorena to live in El Norte. I'll take good care of Alma and Teresa until you have enough money to take them with you. Abuelita promised Mama when she left. Papa sent money so we could all join him. But it wasn't enough.
The children sit on the ground and play with brightly colored toys. Nearby, a person in a floppy straw hat carries two buckets of water on a pole placed across their shoulders.
Girls, Abuelita Maria calls out. I'm going to fetch water from the pila. The pila is an enormous well that provides water for the village.
Abuelita balances a pot of water on her head and holds another in her left arm. A donkey waits by the square-shaped well.
We wave goodbye. We're busy in the street, playing tags, shooting marbles, and playing trompos, spinning tops.
Another girl has joined the children. She makes wild faces and everyone's eyes are open wide.
Our best friend, Esmeralda, tells us ghost stories. We circle close together as we listen to her spine-tingling tales.
Teresa holds Alma's hand.
We love the one about La Llorona, the weeping woman.
Abuelita looks out of a window in her adobe house.
Jose, Veronica, Patricia, ya métanse, time to come in, Abuelita calls. On domingos, we don't mind ending our playtime early. We look forward to going to the plaza with Abuelita. I think she likes domingos too, because she doesn't have to go on a hunt for wood to cook dinner. Last one home is a rotten egg, I challenge, as we race to our homes.
The girls run to a house where a brown-haired woman calls out the window. The cat lies curled up, sleeping in a big garden. Red fruit hangs on the trees and bushes bear purple flowers. The girls sit in bubbles in a big round tub.
Nestled in our enchanted garden is a gigantic tin bathtub. Brr! The sun's gentle rays barely warm the icy water. But that doesn't stop Alma and me. We splash around like fish until our hands are covered in wrinkles. The sound of Abuelita's brisk footsteps means it is time for a good scrubbing. I complain as she washes my long brown hair and digs her nails into my scalp. Alma enjoys the extra time and rolls around in the tub as she waits her turn.
Abuelita smiles as she washes Teresa's hair.
We wriggle into our flowing dresses that Mama sent. I can't wait to go to the plaza.
Teresa runs around in her pink dress with her arms outstretched.
Abuelita, I feel like a high-flying dove, I giggle, flapping my arms and soaring down the cobblestone road. And a pretty one, too, she adds.
Abuelita and Alma smile as they watch Teresa. Alma wears a blue dress.
At the plaza, the tostada booth's warm aroma of frijoles and spicy red salsa fills the air. I inch my way through the crowd and call out, Dos por favor! My voice gets lost in the sound of the sizzling hot oil, the clanging pots, and the throngs of people shouting out their orders. I shout louder until my voice is heard. Dos por favor!
A boy carries a large basket on his head. A woman in a blue dress holds the hand of a child and carries a baby as she follows a man with an ice cream cart. Under an awning at the booth, Abuelita and the girls wait with other townspeople for a lady to finish cooking tostadas.
Tostadas are only sold on domingos, so we savor every bite. Next, Abuelita takes us to visit Papa's mama.
They walk up the steps to a shop with a sign reading Dulces on the wall.
Buenas tardes, Abuelita Pola. Alma and I greet her as we enter the small convenience store. Abuelita Pola is a stern lady of few words, but her face lights up when she sees us come in. Buenas noches, my girls. Get your drinks, she smiles, pointing to the cooler.
The white-haired Abuelita Pola stands at the shop's counter.
We only drink soda on domingos. Ah, every sip is so refreshing. I gaze at the top shelf where toilet paper rolls collect dust. In my village, most people can't afford toilet paper. I wonder who has money to waste on that, I ask.
The rolls are stacked like a pyramid.
Alma shrugs her shoulders. Maybe it's for the rich people who visit from El Norte. One day, you too will have toilet paper, Abuelita Maria says. We giggle.
The girls peer over the counter at the high shelf.
As our abuelitas gossip, we skip to the outhouse, our hair swinging back and forth. On the wall are square pieces of newspaper hooked on a wire. We each grab a square and pretend to be the richest girls in El Norte.
The girls toss squares into the air where the butterflies flit about. A white cat waits outside the little wooden outhouse.
On our way home, we are lured by the bakery's warm smell of pan dulce, sweet bread.
A boy sits on the steps. A dog stops in the street outside the bakery. The girls eat their treats as they walk with Abuelita. The sky changes to a deep blue and stars shine.
Abuelita chooses a cuernito, horn-shaped bread. Alma is drawn to the sprinkles, and I stick to my favorite concha. I love ending domingos with my favorite treat. The moon lights our path home, and my feet tap, tap, tap merrily on each cobblestone. As we turn onto the dirt road that leads home, Abuelita holds our hands to keep us from tripping over the potholes. I catch a glimpse of El Cielo blanketed with flickering stars. Capullo, our cat, greets us with a welcoming meow. The day's events play like a movie reel in my head, making me smile.
The lights glow yellow in the two windows at the front of the house. The girls sit in a bed with Abuelita. they rest against pillows piled at the headboard with the covers pulled up over their legs. Abuelita holds a book. A lantern and radio sit on the windowsill.
On domingo nights, when the world is quiet, I think a lot about Mama. Abuelita says if I close my eyes and imagine myself flying around the world, beautiful dreams will follow. I snuggle next to Alma and Abuelita. Abuelita, please come with us to El Norte, I plead, as I do every domingo. This is my home, she insists, as she always does. But domingos there won't be the same without you. That's true. But when your mama comes for you, your domingos with Abuelita will remain tucked in your heart. Her words fill me with joy.
The girls lie under the covers. Teresa's hands are clasped together.
I close my eyes and dream of the day Mama will come for us. But somehow I already know that when that day comes, I will dream of my domingos with Abuelita.
In a thought bubble, Teresa and Alma hug Abuelita Maria, who laughs. Butterflies flit around them in the blue sky with puffy white clouds on a bright, sunny day. This has been Sundays with Abuelita, written by Teresa Verduzco. Narrated by Stacy Gonzalez. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Gloria Felix. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with vivid audio description of the pictures. Brought to you by imaginationvideobooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.